This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
In the world of dentistry, the fastest growing part of the profession is the one that deals with children, pediatric dentistry. Demand for visits is exploding, and those visits are nothing like they used to be. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Eat a lot of turkey?
New York dentist Dr. Jed Best is wrapping up with 7-year-old Owen Taylor. His attitude toward going to the dentist might surprise you.
It's cool. Fun.
Yes, fun. It starts in the waiting room, which has two video game consoles and lots of toys for kids to romp around with. Owen's mother, Allison, has two children in Dr. Best's care.
Both of my kids love coming here. They look forward to it.
That's because everything is kid-friendly, including Dr. Best's gentle chairside manner. He mixes simplified dental advice and wisecracks, wearing scrubs decorated with cartoon characters.
We're trained to make things that are stressful, not necessarily stress-free, but at least less stressful. And children feel comfortable in that environment.
He says unlike some general dental practices, his thrives even through tough economic times. Parents may think twice about paying out of pocket for their own teeth, but few hesitate to give their kids the best. Growing parental awareness is increasing demand for child dentists. NYU's College of Dentistry is part of the supply. The waiting room is full of parents and young patients. Dental students learn to keep kids comfortable by playing games and reading Snuggle Puppy with them.
What does it say? Snuggle Puppy of...
Dr. Amir Morsi chairs the pediatric dentistry department. The field is attractive because it can be fun and lucrative, meaning a faster path to paying off student debt. There's also less hassle with insurance companies.
Most of the procedures we do don't entail a lot of complicated prior approval, sending in x-rays and extra documentation.
Yes, this is going to be your first one, and you're not going to give them a hard time.
Joy McClanahan has two daughters, aged 6 and 1, the youngest on her lap.
A regular dentist couldn't get me to open my mouth or do half of the things that they can actually convince the children to do.
Parents are also convinced, which is why dentistry for small kids is such a big and growing business. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.